Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting fifth. The DH, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Young. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hal Morris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Shane Halter. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tim Belcher. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced hits a line drive beyond first. King can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Milton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is hit by the pitch. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Morris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Merced hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morris. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Lawton scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops it up and throws to first, with Belcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Cordova chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cordova. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive into center field. Nixon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Morris moves to second. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morris moves to third. One out. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter hits a pop-up towards first. Merced settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon takes first base on ball 4. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morris scores. Damon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4 to 1, Twins. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Offerman moves to second. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morris. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer moves to third. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coomer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lawton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milton fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Rosado now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Merced hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0-for-1 in the game. Halter hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Damon hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Offerman hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter misplays the ball. That's an error on Halter. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards first. King catches it and steps on first to double up Mears. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Mears catches it and throws to first to double up Palmer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawton strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Merced hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Merced settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Halter reaches second base with a double. Morris goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Twins. Greg Swindell now pitching. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordova moves to third. Walker moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Halter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball for an out. Cordova scores. Walker moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Mears moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, King strikes out. Two outs. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Merced strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young is hit by the pitch. Mack moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Halter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max scores. Sweeney moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Damon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.